final week of our Coach's Insight programs here on CARE 93.7 as we continue to talk high school hoops as Sub-State looms large next week. And we talk with Morehill Mount Academy girls basketball coach, that is Luke Knoll, presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, again, we appreciate your time throughout the course of the year, and thank you again for joining us as we're down here at this point in the season. We do have one more regular season game left on Friday night, but Sub-State is getting going next week. Just it just seems like time flies, and it's hard to believe it's we're at this point in the year, and it just seems like yesterday that we were beginning of December and the year was starting.
Yeah, it does. The basketball team, people talk a lot of time. Sometimes it seems long, and it's really just kind of because it's drawn out. You know, you got Christmas break in there, Thanksgiving break in there, New Year's and other breaks. And I mean, over there, it does take up several months, but then it comes fast when February gets here. You know, you're just rolling game practice, and all of a sudden the end is there. So that's kind of where we're at now. And but I think our girls' heads are still in the right place. We're still having some fun. So yeah, we'll see what the end of the season brings. But we really thought our offense lately has been one of the big positives for the last couple games. Is it's really got going. We're scoring the ball a little bit better, and so we're making strides at the right time, we think. And Sub-State's an always fun time of year, always usually good environment. So we're looking forward to that next week.
And you'll wrap up the regular season tomorrow night, taking on Jackson Heights. And obviously Jackson Heights, the league champs, one of the best teams in the state, a top five team in 2A, just one loss. How do you feel going into this one, being the game that's going to prep you into Sub-State, maybe compared to a team that's not as good? How do you kind of see that as maybe a positive gearing up and playing one of the best teams in the state right before Sub-State starts next week?
Yeah, we know what a challenge it is going to their place and playing them in that regular season. But, again, it'll be a good measuring stick for us. Like you said, we think we've made tremendous strides on offense, particularly the last couple weeks. I mean, we've had several games where we have 6, 7, 8 girls in the box score. We've had multiple double-figure scores. I mean, we've really made some strides offensively. It's the best way to gauge if that's going to be lasting or if there's been some going to be some good strides made is against the league champion and a team that's really good. So it'll be a good test for us, kind of see what kind of strides we've made. But then, yeah, hopefully springboard into next week, and we'll turn around quickly and play on Monday again for Sub-State. So, but yeah, we're looking forward to the challenge again and seeing what we could do against a really good team.
Yeah, and the offense certainly there, scoring at least 45 or more in the last three games. And, you know, just looking at this Sub-State and things geared up and ready to go, it'll be a road game next week in Sub-State. The 6th seed, you guys, go into the 3 seed. That'll be Jefferson County North. Once again, a team obviously very familiar with. Things change, and obviously it's a quick turnaround from Friday to early next week, but how do you kind of gear up with the limited time you have from that end of the regular season to the start of Sub-State?
Yeah, I think in the ideal world, you know, it alternates every year. The Tuesday game where you get the Monday to prep well, it would be ideal, but, you know, that doesn't always happen, and it switches every year. So we'll take it on Monday. But luckily, with it being a later game too, we'll get some time after school to sit down and talk about it more on Monday. We kind of do a shoot around and go through some things. So with it being one game, we'll show up. And again, we've split with them this year. Way seems like forever ago. Back in December, we went to their place and got a good win, and they came here and got a win pretty recently. So we've shot pretty well the first game. They shot pretty well the second game. So we'd like to think it's going to be a competitive game, and it's always fun Sub-State environment. So hopefully we'll be ready for the challenge on Monday.
There it is. Luke Knoll, Morehill Mounts Academy girls basketball coach. They'll wrap up the regular season at Jackson Heights tomorrow night, and then early next week, a quick turnaround as Sub-State begins. They'll be on the road for the first round game against Jefferson County North. Coach, again, we appreciate it throughout the course of the year. Thank you so much for taking part, and good luck the rest of the way, and we will talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brandon.